is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com is the website. There is a lot to talk about, as always, here tonight. We're going to give you an update on our friend Sam, who friend and co-host, who is still sitting in jail. We'll give you that here in a bit. And, of course, take your calls about whatever's on your mind. We're going to go unscreen to the amp line. Hello, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi, it's Ivy.
Hey, Ivy.
How are you?
Doing just great. Of course, you are somebody who has been making special trips down here to Keene, New Hampshire from elsewhere in the state to help out with a situation with our co-host and friend Sam, who is still currently in the Cheshire County Jail on charges of disorderly conduct, resisting arrest. He's also in there on, possession without a serial number, and disorderly conduct. There's so many darn charges.
And refusing to process.
Refusal to process. So yesterday he didn't come down to see you. Turns out the reason why he didn't come down was because they never told him that you were there in the first place. So you went back today and you had better luck.
Yes, today I was able to speak with the superintendent before I showed up, and the superintendent called down and talked to, I guess, the COs, and actually met me at the jail at the time when I arrived, and I was able to get in there without a problem. I met with Sam for about an hour. He is not eating. He's on a hunger strike, so he's looking a little weak, but he's all right. He is drinking milk, so that should provide him enough, fatty acids and nutrition for a little while.
He won't die drinking milk.
That's right. And he should be okay. He's very happy to hear that everyone's thinking about him. I didn't have any trouble at all today. Sam was able to, like I said, we talked privately for an hour. I had total unfettered access to him, and at this point, I will.
Is there a charge? Is there a charge for a public official that lies to a lawyer who's coming, or a legal counsel that's coming to see their client at the jail and tells them that their client has refused to see them?
I won't answer that at this time.
There really ought to be. I mean, the fact that they're charging this guy with refusing to process, they're charging him with not having a serial number on his camera. It seems to me that there's a charge to be had for that.
All that stuff only works one way, though, apparently.
Yeah, well, that's what it's like to be in law enforcement. Screw the rest of the people. We're in charge.
They're above the laws that they're supposedly there to enforce, apparently.
Yep, that's the hardest thing that most of us, and that's what Sam was trying to accomplish, is being able to get into the grand jury to get charges pressed against some of the official people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the hardest things that we come across, particularly here in New Hampshire, because there is no private prosecution here in New Hampshire. I know in other states that there is, and you can just file charges, and here in New Hampshire it's not. So we're working on that. So we'll get there at some point, I'm sure. Anyway, I just wanted to give you an update. Sam has signed all the paperwork that the court required for me to represent him, and so I'll be appearing in court, and hopefully we'll be getting him out in the next couple days, at most next couple weeks, I hope. So.
Well, that is great. I know that you've got that paperwork in there, plus you filed a writ of habeas corpus today. Is that right?
I have not yet. Right now there's a motion for release before the court, and they needed the paperwork signed by Sam before they would even hear the motion for release.
Okay.
And if that motion does not work, I'll then go the writ of habeas corpus next.
Got it. Okay. So when are they expecting to give you an answer on the motion for release?
I'm not entirely sure. I'm waiting to hear back from them on that.
Could be up to 10 days. As I understand the motions process up here in New Hampshire, they've got it at maximum 10 days to respond. So whether they do it sooner or later.
Maximum 10 days for the prosecutor to respond, and then the court has at its discretion time to respond. So.
Got it. Okay. So who knows when, you know, where all this is going to, how this is exactly going to play out, but we've definitely taken some positive steps in the direction of getting our friend Sam out of jail.
Ivy, just out of curiosity, what judge is making the decisions on whether or not Sam is going to get out? It's not the judge that made the order, right?
It certainly is. Judge Edward Burke is hearing all of these things, and...
Right. Now, hold on. Wait, what universe are we living in? I mean, what?
I know.
What do you mean? What's confusing?
This is, the guy who made the order is making the decision whether or not the man gets released for violating the order?
Judge Burke controls everything in this system. I was talking with Superintendent Van Wickler today from the Cheshire County Jail. And by the way, Rick Van Wickler, really nice guy, professional dude.
Yes, I agree.
He's doing a job that obviously we all disagree with, but I did get some details on exactly how that job works. And if you've got to be in jail for whatever reason, you'd rather be in Rick Van Wickler's jail. He's a man who tries to, from my conversations with him, I can tell that he's a man who tries to inject as much compassion into what is a relatively inhumane system as he possibly can. So I asked him the question. I said, well, what level of control do you as a superintendent, I mean, the man in charge of the actual jail, what level of control do you have over if someone stays or goes? Can you release somebody? As a superintendent, can you say, okay, that's it, we're overcrowded, you know, we're cutting these folks out? And basically he said that he almost completely is at the behest of the judges. So the judge in this case, Judge Burke here in Keene, is the primary judge for district court. He'll be out next week on vacation, so they have a fill-in guy. And I guess, you know, whoever that judge is the guy who has total control over whether somebody stays in or is, you know, ejected from the jail. There is one exception, that is that Van Wickler has the ability, the superintendents in New Hampshire have the ability to remove somebody from the jail if they've served two-thirds of their sentence. But they have to be sentenced, and then once they reach that two-thirds point, then they can cut them out anytime they want to, as a superintendent's discretion.
Right.
But, you know, if they haven't been sentenced, and Sam hasn't even been arraigned, he has to hold him until the judge says otherwise. So that's his job, and I asked him, well, what would happen if you cut him loose anyway? He said he'd be charged with contempt of court and likely be imprisoned in his own facility at that point. So
Judge Burke should recuse himself from this case. This is ridiculous. It's his dispute is with orders by Judge Burke. So how can this possibly not be a conflict of interest?
Well, there's conflicts of interest all over the place. I mean, the point that the Keene police officer is also a prosecutor, and of course the prosecutor and the judge are both on the same side. So we know that there are conflicts inherent in the government's justice system all over the place.
Right. Well, Sam and I talked about all of those different issues today, and we hope to address every single last one of them. So we've got a bit of a plan of action, and then we're going to go from there. Don't want to show my hand too much, but we do plan on addressing every little angle that you just talked about.
So I was thinking, you know, one of the things that, and I'm not really much of an inside the system kind of guy, but I was thinking about something that could be done inside the system to make this inhumane system a little bit more compassionate, and that is to, because Van Wickler mentioned that it was a statute that allows him to release people after two-thirds of their sentence. And I've known a few drug offenders here in the area that have been released after two-thirds. So considering Rick Van Wickler is a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, he's one of the speakers for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. In fact, interestingly enough, there are two jail superintendents here in New Hampshire that are LEAP members and speakers. It seems to me that, you know, this is the kind of guy who is turning these drug offenders out as quickly as he possibly can, as long as they're not violent and dangerous, and most drug offenders aren't. You know, he's letting them out at that two-thirds mark. So if there could be some sort of change made, inside the system to give a jail superintendent more autonomy over what he can do as far as with his prisoners, I think that could only lead to good things, because then you'd have a check against inside the system. You'd have a check against an out of control judge. If an out of control judge sends people to jail that don't belong there, the superintendent should be able to say, get these guys out of here. You know, send them
absolutely.
Home.
And here's an example of where it's happening. People are being sent to jail for the really, really trivial things.
Right, but he can't do anything about it. He's completely hamstrung. If he does something, he goes into the jail himself. And, you know, we, as much as we would like these government bureaucrats to just all of a sudden turn on the very system that employs them, we can't really expect them to do those things. So if changing the system can help things these things out, in this case, I'd be willing to financially support that. Ivy, did you have more to share with us tonight? All right, thanks for all the hard work out there. Appreciate it. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888, the number 4, FitLeg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the archives. We've got an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website for your download and convenience at freetalklive.com. So enjoy all of that on us. So we just give you an update on our friend Sam, co-host on the show, documentarian at obscuredtruth.com, still in jail. But we did manage to get our friend Ivy down there to talk to him for an hour today. She's going to be bringing him some phone numbers, I think, tomorrow. And who knows, he may even be able to get out here in a few days if they approve the request or the motion for release. But we are going to get him some phone numbers. I've got a landline set up for him to call at this point, so we'll be able to get outgoing phone calls from him, apparently, even though he's not in solitary, from what I understand, but he's also not in population, so he's like in lockdown or something like that. I don't know what the exact term is. He's in an area where...
Confinement,
yeah. That's what it is. He's in an area where he's in a cage, and there are other people in a cage. He could talk to the other people in cages, but he couldn't actually interact with them.
Yeah, there's not a lot of that solitary thing going on in the United States, you know, where...
Is that right?
Yeah, you know, brick walls, can't hear anything, can't see anything. All you can do is stick your arm out and, you know, look around for crumbs of bread. Not a lot of that, as one imagines. It's, you know, what people imagine... is solitary is actually called confinement.
So that's the latest on our friend Sam. But also, as news is coming out on this, it'll be posted over at freekeen.com. It also makes it over to sam.jailedactivist.info. That's sam.jailedactivist.info. So one of the other things I wanted to point out before we go on taking your phone calls about whatever you want is that we've been encouraging people to call the police department, the clerk, and the jail. And... It seems like of those three now, after my conversation with the superintendent today, basically saying that he has no ability to let Sam out, and if he does, he'll be arrested. So it seems like if you're going to make phone calls, it doesn't hurt to call the jail and check in on Sam to make sure he's okay and to let those guards know that somebody does care about him. But as far as actually getting them to release Sam, it's up to the judge. So calling the district court, I think, is one of the most effective things that can be done. And, of course, calling the police prosecutor or calling the police department and trying to get them to drop the charges, that could be another way to do it, because the prosecutor can drop the charges any time and the judge can release the prisoner any time. So those would be the two leverage points as far as trying to get them to just get rid of Sam and release him.
Yeah, and like you said, this particular jail and the guy that runs this jail is known for being a lot more compassionate, and so there's not as much concern. Yeah, it's not as much concern about calling the jail and making sure he's being treated right, making sure he's getting his mail and things like that. I'm less concerned about that. I've heard it from another source as well, someone who apparently Russell's been in that jail, and there's been and the word is it's sort of a crummy jail, but the people are treated better. And if I had to go to jail, I'd rather go somewhere that's like a crummy jail, but the people treat you better. So.
Well, the good news is they're getting a brand new one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yay,
new jails.
And the folks of Cheshire County are paying for it.
Yeah.
Whether they like it or not. And if they don't, well, we'll just take their houses away.
So I just wanted to throw that out there as a suggestion to those of you who have been making phone calls. I would say the most important calls to make are to the district court and to the police department. All right, 800-259-9231. We continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want. It's Mike in North Carolina. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
What's on your mind, Mike?
Good, good. I was just letting you guys know I went to one of those tea parties last night in Wilmington, North Carolina, and handed out 100 of your flyers.
Wow, great. Thank you so much for
that.
And it's funny, the people are so excited and they don't really know why they're out there, but everyone took the flyer and I told them, hey, if you guys want to learn about real freedom, check out these guys at Free Talk Live. And I think there's going to be a lot of excitement. Other people went out and did the same thing. I think you guys are going to have a big number of people with checking you guys out.
Yeah, maybe we've got a whole bunch of new people tuning in tonight.
Yeah. So I just want to let you guys know and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for that. Do you have any other stories you wanted to share from your experience yesterday?
I did make a point to give all the police officers one-year flyers. And,
nice.
They're just standing around just doing nothing, and I gave them to them, and they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Bored police officers are scary because then they, like, look for something to do.
Well, maybe they'll get bored and listen to the show and then, you know, not pull somebody over while they do that.
That'll be great.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for doing all that, man. I really appreciate you being out there, Mike. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Last night we got some mixed reviews on the Tea Party protests. They ranged from total Republican propaganda event to really great pro-liberty themes. Well, I know Jason Osborne from SACL CAI actually put one together down there in Defiance, Ohio, and he was the main speaker at his.
I bet that was a good one.
Yeah, that was definitely a good one.
That's one I wish I could have been at.
You know, I guess you just can't make a blanket statement about them because, no. You know, they're different events, you know, and different people, populated by different people. So
it's true. I think ours was pretty good. I didn't know one was happening in Keene Central Square. And I was rollerblading because it was so nice out the last several days. And I was out rollerblading and skated right by it. And there was a guy in a box looking thing. If you think, you know, I don't feel so weird now as a liberty activist. I've seen some pretty strange
really?
People out there that aren't involved with our particular liberty movement. And this guy was, you know, I think he might have said it was something about get back to the Constitution or something. But I handed him one of my Anarchy in Your Head business cards, you know, and talked to him a little bit. And then I skated over to Richard's place. He's the sign maker and
the Ministry of Propaganda.
The Ministry of Propaganda. I like that term. And we quickly found some like already there were already some anti-tax signs, so that was nice. And they were just anti-tax. They weren't. We need to cut spending and blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. It's not my spending. they're just taking my money and spending it on things that I'm morally opposed to. But we found some great anti-tax signs. We put some. We wanted to make sure there was plenty of freeking.com. Signs to stick to it
awesome.
On the other side. So we went out there with that and just did spontaneously join the crowd and kind of injected a little bit of voluntarism into the tax protests. And so I think it went pretty well.
Later on, there were two protests yesterday. There was the one that you went to, and then there was one later at like 4:35, the
right.
rush hour time. I went out to that one, and it was almost, I think it was all Free Staters at that point. So the event that you were at essentially had ended, and at that the rush hour time, it was like 10 Free Staters on the side of the road waving signs, anti-tax signs. So it was great. It was a good time. A lot of people, a lot of positive responses. You're welcome to share your experiences from yesterday if you were out and about doing activism. Would love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. And let's talk a little bit about taxes, because
okay.
I've got an article from the other side.
Really? That'd be great.
From the side of those who would drive past an anti-tax protest and put their thumb down.
I saw one or two of those.
Or give you the bird.
I just don't. I absolutely don't understand.
Or yell out the window, I love taxes!
I can't imagine what these people are thinking.
I had a lot more people who were very supportive, and even one lady who came up and said, I want to join in, but I don't have any signs. And I had two. I had one in each hand. I said, here, take one of these. And she did, and she joined in. But I had one guy come up to me and go, how do you expect to pay for all this? And I said, not through theft.
What?
Roads.
I know.
Well, all of this? With these signs we bought ourselves, jackass?
I didn't expect to have a long time to chat with this guy, because I knew that he probably wouldn't want to, and he didn't want to stick around very long when I said, he said, you use words like theft and all this when it's really, and I'm like, that's what it is. That's an accurate representation.
Did the Nazis murder people? Because they were a legitimate government.
It's not murder when it's done. When it's done by the government, it's not theft and it's not murder.
It is when it's another
and
government.
About,
and
you write it down on a piece of paper. And
more coming up here. 800-259-9231. We'll share the article from the other side here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale. And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. And freetalklive.com features including the bulletin board system, over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, if you want a great chance at liberty in your lifetime, look no further than the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. All three of us on the show tonight are Free State Project members, and our other co-hosts are also Free Staters, and we're people that have picked up our lives and moved to New Hampshire in order to get active for more liberty, and this movement is just on the beginning cusps. There's only a few hundred people that have moved here to New Hampshire so far. We're expecting thousands more over the next several years, and you could be one of them. If the activism that you hear about on this show is exciting to you and you want to get plugged into this, you can do it from a distance, and you can watch and listen to what's going on, or you can actually get here and get involved. You can get involved in creating media. You can do political activism. You can do non-cooperation and disobedience. There's so much to do here in New Hampshire. Go to freestateproject.org. Get a taste for what some of the activism is. Learn about the project and get on board, and then join us here in New Hampshire. freestateproject.org. As we continue here, taking your phone calls, we'll check in with the opposition, the pro-tax side of things here in moments. But for right now, we go to Todd in Michigan. Show about your calls. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Hey, Ian, Dale, and Mark. How's it going, guys?
Hey,
Todd, what's on your mind tonight, dude?
I just wanted to talk to you guys about Joe the Plumber's appearance on I think it was Hannity last night on Fox News.
Now, this Joe the Plumber is a guy that got some recognition during the national campaign for something. What was his deal?
Well, his beef was with Obama, was because Obama said that he was going to raise taxes on people making $250K or over. And he approached Obama during the election and said, well, you're going to raise my taxes. And it was about Obama started, you know, capitalizing on the whole spread the wealth nonsense. Well, anyway, he basically was on Hannity last night. And he says, well, if we just get rid of the federal income tax and replace it with a fair tax, you know, it'll be great. And everybody in the tea rally behind him was clapping and cheering him on. And
I was into the fair tax for about 5 minutes.
Is that right?
I was really into it for about five minutes.
It's somewhat alluring until you really start to dig into it. But, you know, I want taxes to be more fair. No doubt. I would like them to be easier to fill out.
Equal
and
theft
fair.
For all.
Exactly. I prefer the idea that, you know, that it would be fair rather than rich people, you know, hiring lawyers and getting out of them and middle class people having to foot the bill. I don't know. I don't even know if that's true. I hear otherwise. I don't know.
It's the working middle class that really gets hit the worst of anyone.
I know that my wife spends 40 hours a year doing taxes, and it's crazy. It's like a part-time job.
Yeah.
So, Todd, what about it? You were just pointing out that a lot of people were supporting the...
I just think it's really, really idiotic because I remember, Ian, you were talking about this a couple of nights ago. And you basically made a very excellent argument. If they try to pass the fair tax, well, what's to stop them from not getting rid? Well, what's to stop them from actually not keeping the
retaining the current income tax? There's nothing to stop them.
They'll just, you know, tack on the fair tax, and we'll be screwed, you know, six ways a Sunday over it.
Yeah, although there's nothing to stop them. I mean, it's just, you're going to take their word for it? Because otherwise they'd have to repeal the 16th Amendment. And as Mark pointed out, that's a two-thirds majority,
Two-thirds of both houses, right. And then three-quarters of the states. I mean, it's... you know, they say that it would take an act of Congress to do something. This is even worse than that, people. It would take far worse than an act of Congress. You'd have to. It would be an act of Congress. It would be an act of the Senate. It would be an act of each of the Congresses and the Senates of three-quarters of the states. That's like 35 states.
Not bloody likely.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Secession is, I think, secession is a more likely option.
Right. Spontaneous combustion is more likely. I'm more likely to just set fire right now.
I guess during the tax rallies, they were having either yesterday or today in Texas. Apparently, the Democrats were miffed at the Texas governor for suggesting that, we should, you know, secede from the union. Well, no. I didn't really mean that we should, you know, back away from the union. But there may be lots of people who are going to get teed off at, you know, us being overtaxed and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the Democrats are just basically capitalizing on that. So they're making a very big hay over it. And it's not a surprise as far as I'm concerned.
Todd, I thank you for the update tonight, and thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Yeah, the whole fair tax thing, I know it already came up this week. It's just bewildering to me how anybody could really get so excited about it. I guess it's, you know, they're just not thinking too hard. They're just not digging in. They're taking the word of Neil Bortz or whatever.
Oh, Neil's really into it. I lived in Atlanta when I was into it for a little while.
You wrote the book on it, right?
Yeah.
Just, you're right. Well, there's some alluring aspects to it. First off, you wouldn't have to fill out income tax forms anymore. The idea. I don't believe it for a second, but okay, let's say that you wouldn't have to fill out income tax forms anymore. Great. And, you know, somehow it would be distributed fairly. Everybody likes the idea of fair. Nobody wants unfair. Of course, fair is a hobgoblin. It's you know, it's a phantom. It doesn't exist. But either way. And
you get a check from the government. Dude.
Yeah, well,
we didn't even talk about that recently.
Yeah, the government can track you. Wonderful. And nobody likes the idea that they have to pay taxes and the next guy doesn't.
Mm.
You know, it just doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good saying, man, I've got to pay these taxes, and that guy out there slinging crack doesn't have to. And not to mention that those are the examples that Neil Bortz uses, and so, you know, thus using politics to drive that wedge further between, because the people listening to Neil Bortz are white middle-class people, and the people that he's talking about are, you know, young black men, so it's convenient.
It's a very unlibertarian thing to do, by the way, to say, well, those guys are getting away with not paying taxes, so we should find a way to make sure they have to suffer the same way I do.
I understand what you're saying, but at the same time...
Cheers to them for getting out of paying taxes, is my thought.
Well, people are for... but fair. Fairness is, people will always go for fairness before they go for what, you know, justice. They want fairness. And so if you can administer your tyranny in a more fair and fashion, people will go for it.
So sad.
Toll-free number here.
You're right, but it's sad.
Yep, 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. And it's just to touch back on the welfare checkpoint, just to explain that a little more for anybody that doesn't know this, because I doubt that they're really... advertising this out on Front Street when they're talking about the fare tax. Most conservative types, and these are the kinds of people that get all riled up about the fare tax, they get all excited about it. Most conservatives are anti-welfare. Like, they may not be opposed to helping people that need help, but they're opposed to the government welfare system. And the fare tax requires that every family be cut a check from the federal government for, you know, the like some sort of base level of purchasing.
Mm-hmm. So you get more if you have more kids and things like that. Mm-hmm.
So every single household in America under the fare tax platform will then be cut a check on, I believe, a monthly basis, if I'm not mistaken, to cover some sort of base level necessities, right? They because the whole idea is, well...
The tax for those necessities, yes.
The idea is for the tax?
They pay you for the tax that you'll have to spend, which is substantial. The fare tax is it's like a 30% tax on things. So it's a fairly large amount that they'll have to supposedly spend more on. Of course, Neil argues why it'll be less than you think, because it'll reduce the cost of manufacturing and things like that. So that in theory, the cost of goods and services will go down even while the tax on them goes up. That's the theory.
Yeah, it sounds speculative to me.
Because presumably a lot of taxes that corporations and stuff are paying right now would all be replaced by this end user or end sale tax.
But 30% is it's so huge. And the idea of hooking everybody on a welfare check every single month is a really scary control freak situation to be getting into. And how anybody who could call themselves a libertarian could support a situation like that really just goes to show you how either this guy is completely disingenuous or totally ignorant. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You dial in, bring up anything.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Times are tough right now and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting.
even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you're very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in, bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you need to buy, used or brand new, in dozens of categories, and free super saver shipping on a whole lot of items. You'll probably find what you're looking for at amazon.freetalklive.com. You'll find user reviews on a whole lot of items. That'll help you really help you out in your buying process. And, of course, it's the brand you trust, amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter through that link. Free Talk Live gets a percentage. Let's continue with your phone calls. Dr. Steve in Texas. Steve, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Yes, I wanted to address the people who are in favor of the fair tax.
Yes, sir.
It's a good idea to ask them the question, you mean if this fair tax is going to be implemented, those crack dealers that you despise so much are going to be able to purchase homes and they're going to be able to purchase automobiles with their crack money now without any regulation from the government because there's no more regulation on their income?
How would that work?
Stop them from,
I don't understand.
I don't know if
there's,
about
there's no regulation on their income now. It's from crack, right?
No. If an individual has a certain amount of cash derived from drug money, are they not and they're not paying income tax on it, and they purchase a home, won't the IRS seize their home from them or hold that over?
Not likely. I mean, there are ways to launder drug profits to where that won't really be an issue. I mean, they're not really looking out for small-time purchases like that, from what I can tell. I've never heard of anything like that happening. I'm sure there are some examples of it out there, but the IRS isn't out there combing through home sales to try to find drug dealers. It's just not their job.
I may not understand the laundering process enough to say, but doesn't when you launder it, aren't you effectively having to pay tax on it because you're making it look like real income? Right?
Generally, that is so.
It depends on how you launder it.
Okay. So I think if they might launder just enough to make those kinds of purchases or something and effectively pay, probably pay income tax on it.
It all depends. I mean, if you're setting up like a business or something like that to try to launder it that direction, then odds are good you'll have to pay some sort of tax, some sort of business tax on it. Or you could just, you know, set up a bank account and slowly filter money in over time, or go and buy money orders and, you know, pay your mortgages with money orders. I mean, there are ways to do it outside of, and those are just a handful of them. I'm sure that there are more creative people that can think of other ways. If you've got friends that work in the banking industry, you know, somebody that works on the inside of a bank, I mean, you'd be shocked at how much drug money ends up getting filtered and laundered through the banking system. I mean, if you're a relatively successful drug dealer and you know people in the financial industry, you'll find a way to get that money into the system.
That was my objection to Harry Brown when he was running for president. He was, in his book, Why Government Doesn't Work, he was making mentionings of a 5% flat tax, and I objected to that.
I don't recall that. From that book.
Yeah, if you read, he talks about a flat tax and why government doesn't work. And that was my objection to Harry Brown and why I favored Jacob Hornberger over Harry Brown when he was running for president, because he attacked Harry Brown on that issue. And I like Harry Brown and he was great, but he kind of compromised on that until he was held to the fire. Then he started to retract his statements of being in favor of a 5% flat tax.
What would be the point of that? I mean, you know, in theory, he is philosophically against tax, isn't he?
It's something I don't recall. I've read the book twice.
I wonder if he'd get more votes or something by compromising his principles.
I can get it for you and read the part.
No, that's okay. We'll take your word for it. But any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, that's it.
Okay, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I think that Harry Brown, and we're talking about the Harry Brown was the Libertarian Party presidential candidate in 1996 and 2000. And I've got the book, too. I just don't recall, and I certainly don't want to have him digging through the pages here on the air. But it was my understanding that Harry Brown was a really principled libertarian dude, and that if he, to the point where you wouldn't be able to get him to admit it, but he basically was an anarchist.
Okay.
He was one of those politically active guys that, and actually for a long time he wasn't. He eschewed politics and, you know, was not interested in getting involved. And then eventually he did decide that he could have a positive effect on the world if he went ahead and ran for political office with a principled platform. What our caller was saying there was that his platform wasn't entirely principled. And if that's true, then it's just the same old story of somebody who's a libertarian at heart watering themselves down for the purposes of a political campaign, as we believe that Ron Paul did last year, because you saw a significant difference between Ron Paul's view on immigration between 1988 and 2008. There was a big change.
It's 20 years of living in Texas. That could be tough.
No, I think it was just a political campaign, and he said what he needed to say, because if you pressed Ron Paul hard enough on the issue, you could get him to say things that revealed his real belief system, you know, saying things like, well, if, you know, we didn't have all this government, then we wouldn't need immigration rules. And so clearly, you know, Ron Paul still gets that in the absence of a controlling authoritarian state.
That's actually the issue that kind of pushed me over the edge with Ron Paul, and I said I don't want to be a part of the campaign
anymore.
The
immigration thing.
It was very disturbing to me, because it really felt like we are going to throw these people to the lions so that we can have more freedom for us. We're going to take sides, throw these people to the lions, forget about them having the same sort of opportunities that we have to earn our own livings and things like that.
I have a feeling had Ron Paul gotten elected, that would have been one of his broken campaign promises.
Well, maybe so. But
he would have gotten elected and not done a damn thing about, cracking down.
Maybe so. His campaign was like, at some point you realize there's no way he's going to get elected. I mean, I think that we knew that relatively early on. It was a great opportunity.
Right about the time the vote came in for New Hampshire.
Yeah, by then for sure. And I just think that, I mean, I actually pulled out, I think, even before that point, because I remember.
You pulled out. I was on board until the primary came through for New Hampshire.
Sure. Well, the thought is, a political campaign like that can be a great opportunity for outreach to get people, the libertarian message out there. Mm-hmm. But when you start compromising your principles and you're muddling the message and it's not true anymore, it just stops being true. You know, and yeah, it does confuse people. I think that, I just couldn't get behind that message anymore, because he was that was fundamentally not acceptable to me. I don't know if he really believed it or not. It didn't matter. That's what he was saying.
I'm with you, man. And when I started seeing the commercials come out on the Ron Paul campaign talking about immigration, taking immigration and making it into a television spot, I mean, if they hadn't have made it as front and center as they had for the time period that they did, it wouldn't have bugged me as much as it did. Unfortunately, I'd already contributed to the campaign at that point, so, you know, it was water.
I contributed $25.
Yeah, I think
I did an early contribution of $25, and I got someone got on to me. One of my roommates at the Port Central got on to me because I had not donated the maximum amount I could possibly donate. I don't feel like flushing money down the toilet. I gave him $25 as, like, you know, seed money early on in the campaign. You know, it was kind of exciting. Yeah. He had a nice message, and when I saw this commercial where literally they're showing Mexicans swimming and climbing over fences, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Yeah. This is propaganda at its worst.
That was a real turnoff for me, too. But I still felt okay about having spent the money that I did because I did know that, you know, Free Talk Live was ending up getting new listeners from the Ron Paul campaign. We know that people are moving here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project who found the Free State Project because they found the Ron Paul campaign and then, you know, found the endorsement video where Ron Paul endorses the Free State Project. So I still think that even though Ron Paul was running an unprincipled campaign, he did a lot to bring new people to the ideas of liberty. Yes, it was a poisoned kind of version of libertarianism, and I think that's dangerous to some extent. But anything that brings people a few steps closer to this movement, I think, is a positive thing. And, you know, since nobody was going to take $20 million and spend it on a great pro-liberty Hollywood movie, Ron Paul was the next best thing.
Absolutely, and he wouldn't have been able to raise that money in a different context outside of a campaign. So I'm not going to beat him up over that. And a lot of those people who got excited about liberty because of Ron Paul went on and met people in the movement, and a lot of them went on to become voluntarists. So.
They'll take the next step eventually, and bring it. Ron Paul bringing them to the party, so to speak, just increases their likelihood of encountering somebody like you, Dale, over at AnarchyInYourHead.com or Free Talk Live, encountering this show or encountering a more principled pro-liberty message, and that's a good thing. Just in the net aggregate, I would say it was a positive, and I don't regret what I did. However, I do. You know, I am still bummed out that he didn't take a truly principled position, because that's something that stirs controversy, and that controversy stirs news coverage, and the more coverage and controversy means more people paying attention to you.
Yeah. And I mean, as much as I'd like to say I wish the money had been spent on something else, it could have been maybe been better spent on something else. It wouldn't have been raised if outside of that context.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What does the pro-tax side have to say in regards to April 15th? We've got the story here in moments, and we'll take your calls about whatever you want. Plus, a pastor was apparently beaten on the side of the road by the Border Patrol. We'll find out about that as well. And take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystoreoftherepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic...